That journey begins at the moment that person obeys Acts 2:38, and it continues until that person dies. This journey has no earthly destination. The Christian reaches the journey's destination after he or she dies. You see, this journey we make with God as Christians, folks, has little to do with where we live on this earth or where we physically travel to. It has everything to do with who we are. It's a journey that involves the body, but it is primarily a journey of the mind and of the heart. No matter where the body is, no matter the age or the condition of the body, the journey of the mind and the journey of the heart always continues. You see, because it is a journey, our minds and our hearts and our lives always are changing, always are growing, always are spiritually developing. The world's greatest detective, Sherlock Holmes, and his faithful companion, Dr. Watson, one day were on a camping trip, and they were in their sleeping bags looking up at the sky, and Holmes said, "Watson, look up. What do you see?" And Watson answered, "Well, I see thousands of stars." "And what does that mean to you?" Holmes inquired. "Well," said Watson, "I guess it means that there is a great creator out there that we can never comprehend. It means that his ways are so far past ours, for he created every star. He hung it in the universe and called it by name." Watson paused for a moment, then asked, "What does it mean to you, Holmes?" "To me," said Holmes somberly, "it means someone has stolen our tent." You see, it has often been said, folks, that there are times that we can't see the forest for the trees. Right? In 1967, Martin Luther King wrote the first draft of his final book, "Where Do We Go From Here? Chaos or Community?" "Where Do We Go From Here?" was King's analysis of the state of America, race relations, and the movement after a decade of U.S. civil rights struggle. Folks, understand tonight, each one of us here today is going somewhere in our life. Amen? Hear me, we are, all of us here tonight are going somewhere in our life. It may be on your job, in our homes, in our families. Some of us are in college. Some of us are in the middle of our careers. And some of us are looking for jobs. We are all pointing in some direction in our lives. Amen? We are all at some point, folks, not only in our lives and in our career, but also, and more importantly, in our spiritual walk with God. We're going somewhere. Either we're falling behind, or we're stepping up, or else we're standing still. To answer the question, where do we go from here? Folks, we must first honestly recognize where we are now. Each one of us must honestly look deep into our hearts and answer the question, where am I in God right now? And see, for some of us, the answer we're going to give is, not where I need to be. Right? Or you may give the answer, not where I should be. Or not where I want to be. Someone else might say, well, I'm satisfied where I'm at. I'm okay with my current walk with God. You see, it's not the best, but it's better than I've had in the past, and that's okay for me right now. And to you, I would say, good. I'm glad to hear that you have grown. But folks, can I suggest to all of us here that none of us are where God ultimately wants to take us. I am convinced that when it comes to the kingdom of God, We are each capable of more than we ever imagined possible. Amen? You agree with me tonight? Amen. We are all more capable than we ever imagined. Psalms 42:7, deep calleth unto the deep at the noise of thy water spouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Now, having answered the question, where are we right now? We now have a bearing or a fixed position. And if you will, folks, that can now gauge our new direction on. Now, my question to each of us here today is, where do we go from here? As a church, we have arrived somewhere. Look at what the Lord has done. Amen? We've arrived somewhere. In July 1969, Apollo 11 landed on the moon, and they said this, the Eagle has landed. So you could say tonight, folks, as a church, the church has landed. But folks, I'm telling you this right now as your pastor, this is not where we're staying. Amen? We are moving on. We've got other things to do. We've got other people to reach, and we've got another place that God would want to take us. Amen? So the question is before us. Where do we go from here? Or more precisely, where do you go from here? Where do you go from here? And so, folks, I would like to say, ask all of us here today, where are we headed spiritually? Where are we headed spiritually? Have we reached a place of completion in our spiritual walk with God? Have we arrived at some kind of destination that we are satisfied with right now? You see, some statements or plateau with God that says, I've come this far and it's far enough. But see, we should always be asking ourselves, where do I go from here? God, today is a new day. What do you want from me today, God? It's a new day, God. What do you need from me today? What would you have me to understand about you today, God? How would you help me? How would you have me help somebody today? God, will you put somebody in my path today? Where do I go from here? See, in just a few months, we have seen many people filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name. But I want them all to know, folks, that although receiving the Holy Ghost and being baptized in that miraculous name of Jesus, that's a great thing. That's a marvelous thing. But it is not the end of the line, if you will. Amen? Folks, God is not in the business of leaving people. God is not in the business of leaving people where He found them. Come on. The saddest thing to me is a Christian who thinks they have somehow reached some plateau where God would have them to stay. That's a sad thing. God, Lord, help us to be dissatisfied with our spiritual status quo. God, let us be dissatisfied with our walk with God as it is. God, let us be dissatisfied with what we think is the moment to be the will of God for our lives. God, let us find out what it is that He's leading us to. God, let us reach and stretch and extend ourselves to ways to find the next level and that new plan that He would bring us to. So where are we going from here, folks? If this church is going to accomplish all that God has called it to accomplish in the community and in our surrounding communities around it, it is going to be because some people have moved beyond where they are right now. It's going to be because we have corporately or individually entered into greater realm of the Spirit. It is going to be because we have a deeper prayer life. It is going to be because of a greater knowledge of His Word. It is going to be because of greater worship that is deeper and richer. It is going to be because of greater relationship with others here and in this community. And these things will continue to get better. Where do we go from here? To me, it is obvious. Dr. Holmes' dilemma. It's right in front of us. It's like what the Jews asked Jesus on the day of Pentecost. What shall we do? Acts 2:38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Have you repented of your sins yet? Then God is waiting on you to be baptized. Have you been baptized yet? Then God wants to fill you with His Holy Ghost. See, there's always more. Have you already received the Holy Ghost? Then God wants to use you in some pretty amazing things. We can't stay just where we are. We've got to climb higher. We've got to keep going forward. Amen? We've got to be growing and reaching for the next place where God would want to take us. You see, we become Christians so that we can begin that journey. We continue to be Christians because we refuse to abandon God or the journey. Folks, we must understand that this journey with God has no earthly destination. This is not our home. We're passing through. Amen? We are not traveling with God only until we find a place or a homestead on this earth. The destination is God's house. When we become Christians, only God's house is home. In Philippians 3:13-14, brethren, I count not myself to apprehend it. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before us, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Press. Keep pressing every day. Keep pressing toward that mark. Amen. God, where's the next mark? I'm going to reach it. God, I'm going to keep on trying. I'm not giving up today. What do you want from me today? God, where do you want me to go? Who do you want me to talk to? You see, we can always quit the journey. We can always homestead on earth. But listen to me. The person who walks with God continues the journey and continues to be changed because of the journey. The journey is what helps change you. The journey is what makes you different. Amen. Look at in this world, the journeys people are taking, seeking after wealth, seeking after fame, and all these things, and where so often it takes them down. Are you still walking with God? Let's stand. Amen. Where do we go from here, folks? Are you excited? Amen. You're believing God to use you in great ways this year? Amen. Reach your world. Reach your missions field. Where do we go from here? Your walk with God. Where do you go from here? Lord, we thank you. God, we ask you to just bless each one here tonight. Thank you, Lord, that it came out. Lord, I just prayed you help them apply, Lord, this word to their life tonight. God, let your will be done. And we thank you for your goodness and mercy in Jesus' name. Help everybody to their home safely. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Greet one another.